Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
A few years ago, I joined family and friends in San Diego to celebrate a miracle of new life, an answered prayer after 23 years of praying for a child. And as we celebrated, it was clear we had entered a new season of life, a time of pure grace, a place to mark undeserved favor. Celebration in life is crucial, and yet we become so consumed with the stuff of this world that we often forget to celebrate what we have received through the pure grace of God. What is pure grace? It's the perfect, genuine, and real grace of God, uncontaminated by what we deserve or what we want.
Pure grace is freely given without constraint from the heart of God. It's the kind of grace that makes us stronger in the journey of life. The Apostle Paul explained it to the Corinthian church, "But he said to me, 'My grace is enough for you. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you.'"
It's not to be taken casually, as if we are owed grace, but to understand grace itself is an amazing gift. It's what separates us from the darkness. It's what makes us new and produces beginnings when, in reality, it should be an ending. It's when the impossible becomes possible. It's when mountains move and hope is born. It's when life begins and death ends. It's pure grace.
So immerse yourself in the pure grace of God. Take time today to celebrate the gift of pure grace. Give thanks to God for pure grace and do something out of the ordinary, something that pushes you to be strong in your weakness, realizing pure grace has made you strong. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.